Yes, sir.
Good evening.
You too, sir. Okay, let's go back. We got...
Mr. Yoder.
We got our first case.
First case.
Do you want to go back to the first case or through old business?
First case.
First case.
Okay, go back to the first case, please.
That's my preference.
Case number 12,092.
I have some, I guess, new information that I've been in contact with the property owners in the meantime that...
I guess just for the record, this is Jay Yoder, who's previously been sworn in this evening.
Yes.
So just for the record, thank you.
Yes. And I guess you had mentioned something about a variant or an encroachment in the back of the property, which did not have a previous variance for it. I was not aware of all those details. And I talked to them. They bought the property with no finance involved, so there was no bank involved or anything like that. They were not even aware of the encroachment in the back of the property at the time that they purchased it. I guess the existing back right corner of the house is not in compliance.
Correct, the 1.5 and 1.8, or I guess it's the 1.8.
So the one thing that, couple things, I guess in talking with them, it appears there's a variance that's needed for that. They'd like to request all of them at once. And then the other thing, just as far as more information, there was a question that was asked about the boats and what the length of those were. I didn't have that information. I'd like to have more time to get that, but also with the variance that is needed.
Well, we included that needed variance on this application, so it could be considered this evening as well.
I did not.
That was what
that.
the rear variance.
I didn't have it on. It was not on here.
Right, but it was. We did add it to the advertisement so that
what,
it could be.
What happens, Mr. Yoder, is when applicants will submit something, the office and staff will look at the survey, and also look at the records and see if there's other variances that are needed.
Okay.
So in this case, there's three variances that were caught. The one is for the side yard in that front corner for the proposed garage.
Okay.
Then there's two rear yard ones. One is 1.5 feet and one's 1.8 feet. I believe that's right, Mrs. Walls?
Correct, that's right.
And then what we advertised for is variances from the side yard and rear yard. So we captured those already.
Okay.
So.
As advertised, but I think what I'm hearing you say that even though you've heard all the cases tonight and heard how those standards were addressed, you still don't feel quite prepared
Exactly. I mean, given this here, I guess maybe understand how the process works. Did I apply for this, and then there's other things that I did not have enough information on. I feel like I need more time to gather information to fully present the case for all the circumstances involved, all three of the variances. That's correct.
Okay. All right, comment. I want to concur with Mr. Mills and Ms. McGee that you could easily pull a foot of width out of that garage, even maintaining the 18-foot wide door and the 3-foot door. Professionally speaking, you can lose a foot there. If your homeowner is trailering a boat, it's going to be a maximum of 8.5 feet wide, which would allow two boats end to end and vehicles still to get in. So okay. I just wanted to throw that comment in there for you to think about.
Yeah, but there's still the other
right
setbacks
right
that
okay. right
need to be
right.
And I will suggest to you before what you heard tonight. We're people that were prepared and
yes.
either by experience or what have you. And I will further say that if you pursue the request as they are, mm-hmm. you may want to be a bit creative in your responses. Again, the responsibility of the applicant is to convince us
sure.
that you don't necessarily meet one of those standards, but you meet all of them,
okay.
and that is not an easy task. So. I would think that we could leave the hearing open to be reheard at a later date, and then I guess it would need to be advertised. Or
well, because we've advertised for this one, it can presumptively be carried over.
Right.
What we would do is like what we've done in the past: is leave the record open to be heard at our next meeting, which is on February 19th, or a different date if the board so desired. I know Ms. McGee won't be here, so, you know, if you prefer that date, you know, whichever. And that would give Mr. Yoder and the applicants additional time. The one point I would make is, while I don't see anyone else in here, we probably should ask if there's anyone here for or against, Mr. Chairman.
Before we do, I just had one question for clarification, if I could. The survey is showing the proposed garage, and you may have already asked this question, but the proposed garage is 50 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned that they were looking to expand the proposed living space. Is the diagram that the survey is where that living space is shown, is that the only living space, or does that living space extend the length of the garage? Like, is it off the back of the garage as well?
Yeah.
Is the garage, and the back? I didn't look at the drawing,
yeah,
so I apologize.
There's no living space on the back side of the garage.
Okay, I just wanted that clarification.
Yeah, on where it says proposed garage, right from there. The back, okay. Forward is all.
So they're just garage. You're squaring up the residence. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then the garage would be the whole section.
Yes.
Whole southwest end.
Thank you for...
And one question, if I could, just real quick, I don't want to keep everybody here late, but if the variance is requested and there's 1 foot on the garage and the variance is in the back, if they all come together, do they all get rejected together, or can you selectively say we reject the 1 foot on the garage but we accept the back?
This board has the ability to approve in part and deny in part.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's exactly what I need to know.
Already.
And likewise, you have the ability, if you want to come back and say, you know, I no longer
need this or
need
this,
you can do that too.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Motion, I'm making a... I'll make a chairman that...
I know it's getting late.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that in the case of 12,092, that we leave the record open to be continued at our next regular meeting.
No.
March 5th.
March 5th.
Yeah.
Okay, March 5th meeting.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we leave the record open for case number 12,092 until our March the 5th 2018 meeting. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wood?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,092 again will be left open. The record will be left open until March the 5th. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And every one of you. I've learned a valuable lesson.
All right, sir.
Life is full of them. We learn them too every day.
And Mr. Chairman, if I might make a suggestion that we put this one at the beginning of the agenda.
Yeah.
I suspect that may be a long night, and this gentleman did wait long night.
Yep, that'd be fine. Can you do that for us, Madam Secretary?
We will take care of that, yes.
Appreciate that. Okay, our next case is